as an, I mean, someone that's been abused as a child, I actually got married when I was 21 years old. And when I found out I wasn't a virgin, he divorced me, right. You know, and I was like, oh, great, brilliant. And that's the first thing Mum said as well, who's going to marry you now because you're not a virgin? And also, it does, and for I think for as a female, I can only talk from my own experience, it's kind of extra hard because it's like you're not pure, you know. And I think that's another thing with the shame. They expect like a virgin bride, don't they? And that kind of thing. But yeah, it's difficult. It was really difficult. It's like I'm always going to think I'm never going to be good enough for the Asian community. And I kind of still think that right now sometimes, you know.
But, you know. You're good enough for anybody.
Oh, thank you.
That's amazing. You're good enough for yourself. And when you start with that, the rest happens. Why have you chosen to speak out?
That there is hope. There is hope, you know, and don't feel, and I do know it's a very, very lonely place. It is, you know, and I still feel it with the Asian community. I like to be part of a community, like embrace it, but it's impossible for me. But yeah, I just think, you know, go and get some help, you know, and people don't have to know about it. Communities don't have to know about it. You know, everything is just all confidential. And the confidentiality is great. I mean, the help and support I've received has been amazing.
What kind of organisations have you had help from?
I actually went counselling. I went counselling. My GP is fantastic. I mean, I didn't take any medication. I did it all raw.
Talking therapies.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, and don't try to put the Asian thing to one side and think you're a human being and deserve to get help.
And you're just suffering with something and you need
help. And I think a lot of people as well, especially in our society, it's like we're not educated in mental health. And that's awareness I do want to bring to the table. Like, I didn't know that I had depression. I thought I was just being, people think, oh, you're just being lazy, you can't bother to go to work.
But that's, as you said, you mean with something like that, there's a taboo around it in any community, in the wider mainstream community, let alone, of course. But often what you find in our communities is people will say, yeah, pull your socks up. Or at the extreme end, they'll say, oh, it's down to some bad karma or some bad gin or whatever other nonsense.
The devil's inside you. All sorts of things. But, you know, there were times I couldn't physically get out of bed. And Mum's like, what are you doing? You're so lazy. And obviously that makes it worse. You know, and I think, again, she wasn't educated to know. So I think the education needs to be taking place that, you know, that it is an illness. It is definitely an illness.
And talking about it is one of the ways of getting that education out there. So again, thank you for sharing your story. But if someone's listening to this, and you know, all of what you've said is very positive about going to get help, but if someone's, say, at the foot of that mountain that we talked about and looking upwards and thinking, I've got such a long way to go with this, even to start, you know, acknowledging about how they're feeling, what have you, what would you say to them?
So take each moment as it comes. I mean, it's frustrating. I just want to get better.